going on, man? Welcome back to another episode of course, Arsenio's ESL podcast. Today is season 4, number 7. Guys, man, we're going to implement some life skills into this. Some social skills, some representational systems. And you know what? I think this is extremely important for just about every human being out there. Over the past weekend, as a matter of fact, you guys are listening to this on a Sunday, which really, really sucks. I wanted to do this much earlier, but it's all good. A week later, my life has changed somewhat. Now, if you guys don't know, of course, my personal life and everything, been living out here in Thailand for 6 years and whatnot, and I've been through so many things, and that's why I turned to personal development, which has led me to riches in so many unbelievable things in my life in terms of developing relationships. And there's one gym that I've been going to for the longest. Well, I wouldn't say for the longest, for almost 2 years. And the CEO of this gym is probably one of the most amazing people I've ever met in my life. And I love this man like I do my next breath because, you know, there were times where, you know, he said, hey, he went to a big event hosted by a guy by the name of Tony Robbins, if you guys know about him in America. And it was like a ridiculous amount of money, like $5,000, blah, 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 blah. And you know what? He changed immensely. And I remember he messaged me probably a week after he went to the event. He's like, hey, I want to get on to your Motivational Mentors podcast with you and Luke. I really want to start giving this and that. And the next thing you know, I mean, he started, you know, turning into a business development coach. And I ended up joining his seminar. And it's amazing because he does so many other things like NLP, which is a huge other topic and whatnot. But you know what? He taught me this specific afternoon, to sum this all up, about representational systems. And you guys are like, okay, so what's a representational system? Well, the thing is, it's how we learn. It's how we communicate. So we have 4 different systems. We have the visual, we have the auditory, we have the kinesthetic, we have the auditory digital. Okay, now it's very important to figure out what system you are, let alone the people around you. It could be at work, it could be your parents, it could be your siblings, just about everyone who you come in contact with, because then you understand when there's a breakdown in communication, it's because people they could probably be a visual person instead of being an auditory person. So what do I mean by that? Well, auditory is basically all about, you know, picking up things with your ears. Okay, you like to hear things. All right, kinesthetic is you like to communicate with touch. And then, of course, you have auditory digital, which I am, and that means you like to communicate, obviously, by plans. And then you have a visual person who needs images to communicate. So let me give you an example. If I meet John, let's just say this guy's name is John for the first time, and I'm like, John, let's go to the mall. The mall's going to have a lot, and let's just say John is a visual person. I'm like, the mall, it's massive. It has about 10 floors. It's very colorful. The design is absolutely amazing. You have Japanese architecture. You have this. You have that. They have these beautiful fountains. See, I'm telling him visually what it is, and he would be extremely excited. But if John is not a visual person, he's not going to care about any of that. Now, me, if you say, okay, Arsenio, you're an auditory digital person, so you like plans. So if someone says, okay, Arsenio, let's meet up at 7 tonight at the BTS Cheat Loam and we'll go from there, I'm going to say, no. Why are we meeting? What are we going to do? How are we going to stay out? I want like a damn map. I want a damn map of what is actually going to happen that night. Or I'm going to end up asking a lot of questions, and then that's going to create an argument, because people who are probably kinesthetic, who, you know, do things by touch or this or that, they're going to want to say, you know, they're probably going to say, oh my God, why are you asking me all these questions? Do you not trust me? I'm going to say, no, that's not the point. The point is, I need to know what the hell is going on before I actually go out and do things. You see what I mean? So, guys, this is critical. Again, if you're an auditory person, you like to hear rather than anything else. And then kinesthetic. I truly believe that I'm a true kinesthetic. That's my second highest, because I'm a touchy person. I like to communicate by touch. I love to give my students high fives. Okay, I love to, you know, if I'm in the gym and I'm joking around and stuff like that, I always bump into people, or I always give them like a massage right at the top of their back and say, come on, you can get through this. I'm a kinesthetic person. I love communicating through touch. But in some cultures, that could be very, very bad, especially in the Middle East. I got a lot of people in Saudi Arabia out there. If I go ahead and try touching a woman anywhere, I would be in deep shit in places like that. Here in Thailand, they have something called Thai culture, which is kind of very, very old. But at the same token, if I give a high five or do this or do that, some older generational people would say, you know what, no touching the students. It's Thai culture not to touch them. However, the younger generation, they don't mind too much unless they're brought up on that culture. So guys, there are a multitude of things to consider. If you guys actually want to read about this, you guys could go onto my blog. It is there. But since I'm actually talking about life skills and expressing yourself, I really wanted to talk to you about what I learned in terms of that, because I learned so much about me, myself, how I, you know, gotten into disputes over ridiculous things because I'm too kinesthetic through the eyes of these people, or it's just a lot of different things, you know what I mean? And so in America, it's not too big of a deal because, you know, we are extremely kinesthetic folks. That's what the culture is, comprised of. A lot of Americans would agree with me with that. But also, you have to figure out if you're kinesthetic and the other person is visual, that could be a problem. You have to learn how to communicate in one's language. So again, this is no longer about English. This is about communicating through one's language too. So you guys are like, oh my God, I gotta learn English and I gotta learn about this. No, this is actually the realm of personal development. And you know what? If you learn about this, massive business deals and massive opportunities can come your way and people would love you, because if you understand their language, they're going to love you on every level and in any walk of life. So guys, with that being said, man, I just wanted to talk to you guys about, like, getting points across, like, effective communication, what I was just talking about, and that's why I wanted to blend all of this together, because expressing yourself is huge. Let me give you a situation. Imagine this. Let's say you're at your very first job interview. This is tough. The interviewer asks you to talk about yourself. You look down, you don't know where to start, and you can't think what to say. There's an awkward silence, and you start to panic. Now imagine another situation. A friend makes a comment that upsets you. In the first instance, you say nothing, but then you feel yourself getting angry, and then you explode and tell them what you really think or in how you really feel. You see, you got the think and the feel, you know, and so there are different verbs that are communicated through different languages, such as the auditory and everything that I've explained. So does any of this sound familiar? See, sometimes we have it's a big problem communicating. Let me give you an example. Sometimes the people who know me very well, they know that if I get mad, I get extremely quiet with them. You know, and you know what, if there are comments online and someone says something, and let's just say it's rude and it's not to my liking, I completely cut that person off. Like, I have no recollection and I have no sympathy for that. I have sympathy for myself and I do forgive myself for actually reading or hearing whatever that person had to say, but I cut people off like that. You know, but other people, such as my brother, he's not able to communicate his thoughts thoroughly. He uses it. He's a very, very strong auditory person, okay? He likes to communicate with language, but he doesn't know about the other languages that, of course, exist out there. So this ultimately hinders his growth in all areas. And at the age of what, 32, 33 now, you could see that there are, you know, he really isn't growing as an individual. And this is why I turned to personal development, because so many different things, you guys, depending on what culture you're in, depending on how your parents communicate, your brothers communicate, and all your teachers, your friends and stuff like that, if you understand these necessary things, you'll understand how to communicate with people all in all. So let me give you some tips. Thinking it through. Now, there have been times that when I get extremely angry, to be honest with you, I think there has been only one time that I've blown up like completely. And that was, man, there were a couple of times, but the only one I could pinpoint was 16 years ago when I was 15, and it was at a football game. And this guy was throwing things at us, my marching band, because I was in marching band, I was in uniform. There was about a band of 70 of us, and there were three seniors, and one actually said a racial slur at me, and it's amazing, because, boy, when I got to high school, that's when all racism started. It's crazy. But he threw something at, you know, one of the bandmates down there, and I lost it. I went up there. My brother was in a cast. He actually got hurt playing basketball, and I remember I walked up there, and I started talking, and I was like, oh, man, it was all red. That's all I remember. But my brother, and you know what? This is one of the best memories, and I'll cherish it in my heart forever until the day I leave the body and domain. My brother stood up for me, and I remember my brother looked over to the guy, because these were three wrestlers. And he was like, hey, man, who the hell are you talking to? Don't talk to my brother like that. And then he said something to him, and my brother got up, and next thing you know, the stands erupted. The drum major had to come get me. I was livid, meaning I was beyond irate. I was the angriest person ever, because you cannot throw bottles of water at people who are doing nothing to you. This guy disappeared after that. I saw him a couple more times, but he didn't look my way twice. I was only a sophomore in high school. He was a senior. He was one of those jocks in school. The cool kids with the Letterman jacket. You know what I mean? So, guys, thinking it through, it's huge. At the age of 15, obviously not. But thinking things through in terms of what, you know, the communications and the lapse of communications that I have with some people. I remember I was supposed to do a podcast with someone from, you know, the Czech Republic. And she switched it back 30 minutes. I kind of messed up, but then I just never rescheduled with her, and that was the end of it. There was another guy. I said 9 p.m. He showed up at 9:10. He's like, hey, are we still going to do the podcast? It was at 9 p.m. at night. I was like, sorry, man. We're not going to do it. I don't even think I messaged him. I just went to sleep. And so thinking it through and not saying, you know, I could have said something like, dude, you should have been on time. You know, this is very unprofessional. See, that's not thinking it through. Making the other person feel bad, you never win. You can never win an argument. And it ultimately turns into a lose-lose situation. So, guys, the whole paragraph about thinking it through, it's on my blog, okay? Tip number two, being assertive, meaning communicating thoroughly. Okay, I'm not saying bluntly, but just saying I wouldn't say what's on your chest, because that could be really bad, but expressing your ideas in a way that it doesn't offend other people. This is exactly what Stephen Covey has talked about. Okay, and tip number three, man, remembering to listen. And the thing is, we're just so busy with our lives, you know. We're always trying to get across our opinions and whatnot, but we're never willing to listen to the other person. And guess what? In relationships, what happens? A lot of things. Things fall apart. So many things. I mean, you name it. You guys have seen it. And this is why when you work in sales, you work in this, and you have an angry customer, you're taught to just sit back and let that man speak. I remember Dale Carnegie a long, long time ago. He sold some wood to some people. These people thought it was the wrong wood. He went back there. Their fists were bolted up. They wanted to fight. And so they showed Dale Carnegie, and Dale Carnegie knew he was right, but he didn't want to communicate it as coming off as a pompous, arrogant person, say, yes, I'm right. He was just asking the perfect questions one by one. And then that man realized, oh my God, yeah, he's completely right. He ended up saying sorry. Not only that, but he ended up buying a massive stockpile of all this other stuff, and he kept him as a customer, as a client. So guys, that's what happens when you can listen. Opportunities can really come. And tip number four, watching your body language. See, a lot of communication is nonverbal, just like I told you with the auditory, the visual, the auditory, digital, and whatnot. I mean, if someone has their arms folded, they probably feel defensive or aggressive. And I never realized that, because I feel relaxed when I do that. So when I meet someone for the first time and I stand up and I have my arms crossed, I don't want to come off as defensive. But maybe if I'm meeting them for the first time, and you know what, there's a situation that this happened. Yeah, this happened to me one time. And I, of course, was in Australia. And I remember going into the gym. It was in the heart of Melbourne. And I saw this guy that looked just like me. And I was like, oh, damn, is that one of my people? Because, of course, I was living overseas for the first time back in 2011. So we made eye contact. I went back to the locker room. I got changed and everything. I walked out, and I saw him again. And he was standing there, and he was, like, waiting for me to come up. And, you know, we just gave each other that nod because African-Americans, you know, there's always that nod. And be like, hey, what's up? Like, oh, okay, where you from? New York. Okay, but we stood there with our hands crossed. And I don't know what that was, but there was an Italian girl that was standing there with us, and she was, like, mocking us. And me, I felt that was more relaxing, but people could have saw it as being defensive, you know? So, again, I think it's, you know, facial expressions. If we talk about that, it could tell us a lot about what a person is thinking, right? But it's important to interpret these types of signals and to be aware of your own body language. Sit calmly. Keep that eye contact. Remember to smile when you speak. Some cultures, they don't want you to speak. You know, you don't speak in some cultures. I don't know. What is that out there in, what is it? Russia, Germany, there might be some, I don't know. Because, of course, I got a lot of people listening to me from these countries. You guys can let me know. But let me know what your cultures do in terms of communicating. There are some cultures where they have to stand very, very closely. I used to work with a guy who used to stand probably within 6 inches from 6 inches from my face. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to smell your breath. It is too close. Are you going to kiss me? It was ridiculous. I was like, just back up. That's the bubble. Because in America, we got to have that space. If someone comes very close, we take a step back. So understand, man, I'm telling you guys, there are so many different things that we have to learn in terms of society in general so we can acclimate and be able to communicate with the people of various cultures and backgrounds, ethnicities, and walks of life. So guys, the reading, the text, everything that I just talked to you about, it's on my blog. It just came out, of course, thearseniobuckshow.com. If you guys are listening to me on Instagram, you're going to have to wait probably about 4 hours until that blog actually comes out. So, guys, man, long podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. That is topping off the week. If I hadn't already, the schedule's going to be coming out Sunday evening for this week. I got it all planned out. And if you guys have any questions, man, let me know. I am your host, Arsenio, as usual, man. Over and out.